The Book of Amos, Chapter 2. Thus says Yahweh, for three transgressions of Moab, yes, for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime. But I will send a fire on Moab, and it will devour the palaces of Kiriath. And Moab will die with tumult, with shouting, and with the sound of the trumpet. And I will cut off the judge from the midst of it, and will slay all its princes with him, says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, for three transgressions of Judah, yes, for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they have rejected the law of Yahweh and have not kept his statutes, and their lies have caused them to err, after which their fathers walked. But I will send a fire on Judah, and it will devour the palaces of Jerusalem. Thus says Yahweh, for three transgressions of Israel, yes, for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they have sold the righteous for silver, and the needy for a pair of sandals, those who pant after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor, and turn aside the way of the meek. And a man and his father go to the same maiden, to profane my holy name, and they lay themselves down beside every altar on clothes taken in pledge, and in the house of their God they drink the wine of such as have been fined. Yet I destroyed the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was strong as the oaks. Yet I destroyed his fruit from above, and his roots from beneath. Also I brought you up out of the land of Egypt, and led you 40 years in the wilderness, to possess the land of the Amorite. And I raised up of your sons for prophets, and of your young men for Nazirites. Is it not even thus, O you sons of Israel, says Yahweh? But you gave the Nazirites wine to drink, and commanded the prophets, saying, don't prophesy. Look, I will press you in your place as a cart presses that is full of sheaves, and flight will perish from the swift, and the strong will not strengthen his force. Neither will the mighty deliver his soul, neither will he stand that handles the bow, and he who is swift of foot will not deliver his soul, neither will he who rides the horse deliver his soul, and he who is courageous among the mighty will flee away naked in that day, says Yahweh.